Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we're talking about seeking God and having Him guide us. And we said yesterday that the Holy Spirit is our guide inside. We have also said that man is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. You're going to have to use your will to decide to seek Him and hear Him, but you're going to hear Him in your heart. You're going to hear Him in your spirit. And of course, one of the main scriptures about this is Proverbs 20, 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Actually, in the Hebrew, it says the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. He's going to use your spirit to enlighten you. And here's another scripture I put down because I use these wide margin Bibles, and they have a whole bunch of pages in the back for you to write notes. And so I write notes and I put them my guidance scriptures. And when I'm seeking the Lord, I get these out and I meditate them. Now, Psalm 18:28, look what it says. For thou, Lord, will light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Now, that's down there, Chip, in that what I gave you in the back of my Bible there. Those scriptures, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And then Psalm 18:28, you will light my candle. The Lord will enlighten my darkness. He's the one that's going to enlighten me. If I'm going to get any light on a subject, I'm going to have to get it from Him, and it's going to come in my heart. Now, I want you to look at Proverbs 20 and 12. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Oh, it was back in, I guess it was 1989 or so.
June 18th.
Did I write down in there when it was? Mm-hmm. I was down at Charles Cowan's, and we were having a camp meeting. And I was sitting next to somebody who was a great singer. I can't remember who she was, but she was singing great. And they had the songs up on the overhead projector. Large crowd of people, big camp meeting. Suddenly I see the word heart. Now, how many times have I seen the word heart? Oh, my goodness. Countless times. Typed it many, many times. Suddenly, out from that word heart, the three center letters come. E-A-R comes out, boldface. And the Lord says, the ear that you, and then the H came out, hear me with, is in the center of your heart. I put it there, and I will amplify it. The ear that I hear God with is in my spirit, the center of my heart. Then look at this verse, Proverbs 20, verse 5. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. You have counsel in your heart. That counsel is the Holy Spirit. It's in there, but it's like deep water.
We must have this counsel.
You must have
this
counsel.
We must. We've been doing our own counseling.
That's right. And if you're a wise man, if you're an understanding man, you're going to draw out the counsel that's in your heart. And you have to do it God's way.
Isaiah 31 says, take counsel of Him.
Take counsel with Him. And there's one place that says, your testimonies, it's in Psalm 119, are my counselors. Your words. Your words on the paper and your words in my heart. They're my counselors. You know, there is a scripture that says in the multitude of counsel, there's safety. And I thought, well, you can get all kinds of wrong counsel from men. Then the Lord showed me that verse in Psalm 119. Your words are my counselors. His word on the paper, His word in your heart, It's like deep waters.
Does the Bible say, seek not the counsel of men?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the counsel of God, and it's in my heart. Now, when He showed me that, I got a telephone call that my little granddaughter, Quatsy, was about to be born, and there were all kinds of troubles. And so we quickly got to Tulsa. We flew to Tulsa, and they told us she's the sickest baby in this hospital, which was St. John's, and if she doesn't have such and such happen, she'll die before morning. And, of course, what God was telling me, the counsel of man, the doctors were saying these horrible things. But the Lord had just shown me the ear that you hear me with is in the center of your heart. Now listen to what I say. So I listened to him. The doctor was there, and the doctor was telling us all these horrible things about this little baby that was lying there. And then I listened to what he said. He said, ask the doctor what you need. The counsel was in my heart. So I said, doctor, what is it exactly that we need? And the doctor said, are you asking for the reason of prayer? And I said, yes. And the doctor said, I go to Victory Christian Center. I will agree with you. I said, all right, you tell us what we need, and then Terry will make the prayer because he's the father. So that's what we did. And you know what? They said if she doesn't make this certain turn before midnight, she'll be dead. Just about a minute before midnight, she made that turn. The counsel that we heard him was in the center of our heart. But you're going to have to tap that water. You're going to have to tap that deep water. And you can't do it by having your mind on jillions of other things. 23.5 hours. And just give God a little, you know, just a little wave by. You're going to have times to seek him. And then you need to have him in your thoughts. You need to turn your thoughts to him.
Well, the counsel, we think back, we've been talking about seeking. This is, you need to get these 2 weeks if you can.
Oh, that's right. They're on archive.
And seeking, and we talked about George Washington Carver, who God gave, through the Holy Spirit, he would seek God and give him countless hundreds of ways to use a peanut, hundreds of ways to use a sweet potato, because all the counsel was in there, and he would seek him early and save the South's agriculture. So, I think of us, in our daily lives, that the counsel's in there. We just got to seek God.
Yes. And, we're going to just look at a few verses here. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And verse 16, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. Inside your spirit, the Spirit himself will speak and he will lead you. It's God's promise to you. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now here's what I did in my Bible here where I wrote down my counsel scriptures, my leading scriptures, guidance scriptures. Colossians 1:30, I put that together with 1 Corinthians 1:30, I put that with 1 Corinthians 2:16. 1 Corinthians 1:30, by his doing I am in Christ Jesus, who became to me the wisdom of God. And I put it down then 2:16, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of the Anointed One and his anointing. I have the mind of the Anointed One and his anointing. I have the Holy Ghost. By his doing, I'm in Christ Jesus, who became to me wisdom from God. I have the mind of Christ. Now, Chip, read that that I copied down from the Numerical Bible. It's at the beginning there of my guidance scriptures.
Oops.
There it is. There it is, right?
Here?
No. It's the big paragraph. There you go.
Okay.
Read that.
The very first one?
Starting up there where it says, man shall not live by bread alone.
Man shall, okay, when, the very first, when he speaks to me, okay.
Just start with a black ink there.
All right. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
That's Matthew 4:4.
Yeah.
Now, what he's going to read right now is the Numerical Bible's comment on that verse.
Okay, what a sustenance of the true life within us to be thus, day by day, receiving the messages of his will, guided by that wondrous voice, learning continually more the tenderness of his love for us. He waketh morning by morning, he waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. This is the utterance prophetically of the Lord himself. Now, how blessed to be able to make it our own and thus to have the fulfillment of these words, or those words. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way in which thou shalt go.
I will guide thee with mine eye. He who walking with God waits upon God, what shall ensnare him? What enemy shall prevail against him?
Praise the Lord. They refer us there to Isaiah 50 and verse 4, which said, He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakens mine ear to hear as the learner. That is spoken of Jesus. When God was teaching Jesus, and the picture is there that he dug out his ear, and he woke him up every morning, and he taught him. He'll wake you up in the mornings. Now, I know a lady, Sister Grace, that the Lord taught her how God taught Jesus. And he gave her this verse in Isaiah 50 and verse 4. She actually saw it in a vision. She saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And then she was told how God taught Jesus. And he, also, Chip, I want you to turn to Psalm 119 while I'm looking here. Excuse me, Isaiah 50. And then we're going to go to Psalm 119. I think it's 40. Psalm 119:97. Okay.
Do you want Isaiah 50?
Yeah, Isaiah 50, we're going to go here, verse 4. Now, when Sister Grace saw Jesus, he told her how he was taught. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, or the taught, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and this is how Jesus kept it open. I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. So God taught Jesus in the Word of God. Jesus would look, and then morning by morning, he would wake up, and the Lord God, the Father, would be teaching him. Now, Jesus told Sister Grace that this is how he kept his ear open. He obeyed what he heard. But he said, when I went to bed at night, this is Psalm 119:97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through my commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. Now just think about when Jesus was 12 years old, he was smarter than all of his teachers when he went down there. Now he told Sister Grace, he said, I never went to bed at night without meditating when I put my head on the pillow, the Word of God and who I was in it. We can do that.
Yeah,
that's what I told Joshua, meditate. We can meditate the Word and who we are in it. And when you do that just before you go to bed, then you're going to wake up in the morning hearing the voice of God. You'll actually wake up hearing Him before you even start your day's progress if you go to bed meditating the Word of God and who you are in it. We must do it. This is a wonderful year. Shalom, shalom.